It's time for Utah StoryCorps. Everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal during July of this year. Brothers Rich and Corey Etchberger discuss the mystery surrounding the death of their father, a national Vietnam War hero.
Well, you know, Dad left in September of 67 to go to Southeast Asia. At that time, I'm sure that neither of us thought that that'd be the last time that we'd see him alive. What do you remember about the night that we found out about Dad's death?
One of the things that I really remember, you know how we were raised when you answer the phone, handed the phone off to Mom. She just broke down crying, fell on the floor, and we found out that he'd been killed.
I remember it was dinner time. She had just served a strawberry shortcake after dinner, and I remember you and I were pretty upset. I got to tell you, I haven't eaten strawberry shortcake since that day.
We asked, you know, what happened to Dad? And she said, well, he died in a helicopter crash. I think this is where the real mystery starts. You know, Mom telling us that, and then that kind of being something that we believe for the next 20 years, which turns out not to be true, as we find out 40-some years later.
9 months after this, in January of 1969, we actually go to the Pentagon and attend a secret Pentagon ceremony for Dad. Mom receives it posthumously for him, gets awarded the Air Force Cross, which is the second highest award for valor.
When we come home, you know, Mom takes that award and the commendation and puts it in her closet and covers it up with a blanket.
And we found out, actually, that wasn't the first time that she'd been to the Pentagon. Dad had been tapped for a secret mission to run a radar installation in Laos during the Vietnam War in 1967, 1968. She signs these confidentiality agreements saying she won't divulge anything she knows until the mission's over and it's been declassified. On the night of March 10, 1968, the North Vietnamese actually scale the cliffs.
How many of them get up there?
About 30. So the North Vietnamese come up over the top of the mountain, and they kill the guys that are on duty almost immediately. Dad fights off the enemy. A couple of the guys get killed pretty quickly. There's four guys down there with him. A helicopter arrives, and they lower a sling down, and Dad gets the two guys in the sling and gets them up into the helicopter. And then as he gets in the sling, he sees somebody else who's been playing dead on top of the mountain all night. The two of them get in the helicopter, and one of the enemy empties his AK-47 to the bottom of the helicopter, and one bullet goes into Dad.
Yeah.
And so he dies before he can get the next airbase. The Air Force did not want the publicity of a Medal of Honor. We find this out later that that was supposed to be a Medal of Honor ceremony in the beginning, but they decided to award the Air Force Cross, and later on it would be upgraded to the Medal of Honor. And that, of course, didn't happen for 42 years. On July 6, 2010, I received a phone call, and the woman on the other line said, "This is Katie Johnson from President Obama's office. We hold for a call." So basically, I got the call that Mom should have got. He called and said that he'd like to invite the Etchberger family to the White House for a Medal of Honor ceremony. He knew a lot about the story, knew a lot about Dad, knew a lot about our family. Of course, the Medal of Honor ceremony in the East Room of the White House when he handed you that medal.
Besides the fact of receiving the medal, just to meet all the Air Force personnel, Chief of the Air Force, the ranking Chief Master Sergeant, and to hear them talk about Dad as being some kind of a real hero of the Air Force that inside people knew about.
Once this is live on CNN, is on the news and so forth, we find those confidentiality agreements that Mom and Dad had signed. You know, she promised in those statements that she wouldn't say anything to anybody until she told it was okay to do so.
She died in 1994, so she went through 30-some years of knowing the secret but not sharing it with us.
These conversations were recorded at the StoryCorps booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members and MemoryMark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at MemoryMark.com.